And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Welcome to this episode of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios located in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania, where we broadcast live each and every weeknight from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Global Star Radio Network. Folks, excuse me, we're also simulcast on Blog Talk Radio. You can watch us live and by archive on our YouTube channel. Folks, just go to HagmanandHagman.com. And each of our audio and video broadcasting venues are listed there at our home base. Don't forget now, we've got three websites. We've got one for the show, that's HagmanandHagman.com. We've got one for our articles, news and information. Rhonda's done just a fantastic job with that. Folks, have you gone to HagmanandHagman.com? Have you gone there and checked it out? Check out the news. This news is selected. There's a certain metric that we use, that Rhonda uses, and she's just Rhonda's our communication manager, and she just does a wonderful job with HagmanReport.com.
Should call her Hawkeye for the news.
And it's very important because it's broken down into sections now. These sections are going to grow with us now. I'd like everyone to certainly bookmark HagmanReport.com and watch the news and look at the news, because it's extremely important. Every news item there has elements that, again, adhere to a certain metric that will affect our lives. Now, you might wonder, well, geez, why isn't this story reported as opposed to this other story? It's because of the metric we use and the impact we feel it's going to have with all of our listeners directly. Now, I'm Doug Hagman at the helm tonight with fellow investigator researcher Joe Hagman. Together, we are the Hagman and Hagman Report, what I like to call America's premier father-son investigative reporting team. And we've got a lot of information to get into tonight. Before we get into the information tonight, a couple of things. Number one, folks, portions of tonight's broadcast brought to you by Whole Tone Live. It's WholeTonesLive.com. WholeTonesLive.com. What a fantastic website. Folks, if you haven't gone to Whole Tones Live, do that. You can download just an extraordinary sound music. I had it playing in the background today as I was completing my project. I'm going to be announcing something next week, folks, possibly on Monday. You're not going to want to miss that. But Whole Tones Live playing in the background, giving you a very sedate type of environment, or one that propels your productivity, any type of mood. And this is based on the biblical principles of King David, his music. So
yes,
very interesting.
There's a news article that actually deals with the ability of deaf people to now hear with these new cochlear implants. They say when hearing aids no longer help, a cochlear implant not only amplifies sound, but lets people hear speech and music clearly.
Right. Think Rush Limbaugh, basically.
And
he's going.
It goes on to explain how, these implants basically restore the hearing to the deaf.
Right.
And I think it's very interesting in medical technology when you can do something such as restore the hearing with the with a small device and like turbo hearing aid.
Right, and it's also interesting too when you take frequencies and one understands frequencies.
Yeah,
and that's a big thing with me about frequencies.
In this article, what I mentioned it for was to quote one of these research participants who used the implant and said that he loves it. It's changed his life, except that music is so awful these days.
Yes.
He can't listen to it. But with Whole Tones.
Yeah, there you go. Whole Tones gives you a whole different, pardon the pun, but a whole different meaning
of life.
And we
have listener testimonials about how it improved many people's lives in different ways. Attitude, physically.
Indeed.
So check it out, holtonslive.com.
All right. Now, even more, more importantly here, as we get, we've got, like I said, a lot of information, a lot of news, a lot of issues to cover tonight, simply because there's a busy week with guests. Paul McGuire last night was fantastic, talking about Prophecy of the Future of America 2016-2017. And it's a fantastic, it's a fantastic read, folks, and it's important. But here's an issue that I want to mention tonight. Yesterday morning, I got a call early, and I mean early, early, from Steve Quayle. And
so, like, regular day.
Yeah, yeah. I can't say much about this because this is an ongoing investigation. Pray for Tim Alberino and his family. Steve asked me not to say anything yesterday, and I didn't. I'll just say this. There was something happened within the last 48 hours that was a clear attack against Tim Alberino.
And they're filming a new documentary that Steve and Tim have been working on now for months. Powerful. You can find information on YouTube about it and stevequayle.com. And Tim does great research.
Yes. Now, you know me, folks. I'm not one to say, oh, my goodness, there is, you know, some weird or some attack being made. If there is nothing there, or if you know, even if it's, if it could be explained elsewise, and I'm not going to get into the details because this is an ongoing investigation, but just from what I've talked to Steve about and what I know of the situation, this is an extremely, extremely dangerous situation Tim Alberino was placed in, and his family. They are lucky to be alive. I cannot get into the details, not because I don't want to, because I want to scream them from the rooftop, but to me, this is something that was done deliberately in order to kill his family, him and his family. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And so I'm asking everyone, just keep Tim and his family in your prayers.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know.
We've talked about this off air, Dad, just this week, about, you know, a lot of problems we see, whether it's day-to-day stuff or things going wrong, how much of it is actually spiritual versus coincidence or just happenstance. But something like this, no doubt, is spiritual in nature because they are doing work.
Well, it's spiritual manifested in the physical, but definitely spiritually.
I mean, when they're going after the barriers that have been put up by the globalist lies about history, about the Bible, and the lies that the Satanist elite have established and reinforced through generations.
Yep.
Their walls are being torn down, and they need to do everything they can to protect it. So Tim, I'm imagining, as well as Steve, are onto something very important with this documentary.
And folks, this is something, as the program unfolds tonight, we're going to get into. I know Joe's got a couple of things to get into that is very topical. But here, before we do have somebody coming on here momentarily, and we'll get to him in a moment. But there's two issues that I want to really just mention as topics that we're going to get into as the program unfolds, folks. You need to know, because see, here's the deal. We as Christians are under attack. We as conservatives are under attack. And you've got to understand the nature of the attacks in which we face. I've heard it said, as you said, look, these are spiritual attacks, and they are spiritual attacks. If you listen to Russ Dizdar before our program, right here on the Global Star Radio Network, which is, by the way, the place to be, and if you listen to him, you'll understand the serious nature of the spiritual attacks. But there are individuals out there right now who are engaged in COINTELPRO techniques for dilution, misdirection, and control of the very, very important words here I'm saying now. COINTELPROs out there, COINTELPRO techniques, specifically for dilution, misdirection, and control of speech and of topics on the internet, and by extension on shows in the alternative media and in the mainstream media. The mainstream media, not so much, it's already scripted, but if you get on a subject, a topic, a specific area of interest, of investigative research, there are, we have the playbook. I've got the playbook basically right here. Right here. Okay, that we'll talk about how the people behind the keyboards hired by the government are affecting and moving speech in 140 characters or less, or on Facebook or on forums. Here's the game plan. We're going to be going over that later. Also, the other thing I want to get into, again, after we get some other things done, the establishment of the New World Order. People have asked me, sent me a whole bunch of stuff. Look, what the heck? Exactly, you know, we hear so much, there's so many different ideas, plans, and such. Give me the bare bones outline for how this is going to take place. Here it is right here, folks, in basically an outline form. All right? So these are two issues I'm going to get into after we get the program keeps going.
And not knowing you're going to get into that, I brought Zbigniew Brzezinski's book, A Second Chance, which is a book about the globalization of the nations, the modern nations of the world. And he states right in the opening of the book, first chapter, that the first American president was the first global leader in our historical time, and that the American president simply began to act as the global leader without official international blessing. And it goes on to say that they will continue to consolidate power,
right,
and that he, the president, will be the de facto leader of the world when everything's all said and done.
That's right.
But there's a lot more.
Well, and I just want to apologize, folks, if I look a little bit disheveled or discombobulated. You know, this news with Tim Alberino, it really has shaken me. Yesterday morning when I first heard what happened, it happened very, very late at night, very early in the morning, and it doesn't, the details are not important. Suffice it to say that
is there anything we can do besides pray?
Just pray. Okay,
and I know as little about this as anybody else out there listening.
Here's what I'm seeing right now, I guess. What I'm seeing is, if you've got somebody who's a truth teller, who wants to expose the works of darkness, you've got the opposing force, the enemy. And here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that they're not only going to go after the person, but the person's family. If that person has a wife, they're going to go after the wife. If that person has children, they're going to go after the children.
Yep.
They don't give a damn.
And then from there, you know, if they have businesses, jobs, you know, every part of your family and extended family and their lives, the ability to do things, travel, get loans.
And that's the other thing. I've heard, Joe, from two different guests that we've had on our program that have been under threat. And I've kept this to myself, but I'm not going to keep this to myself anymore. I'm not going to name their names, but these are people of reasonable. I mean, you look at them, you speak with them, you have coffee with them, you talk to them. They can hold a conversation. They're sane. They're rational people. They understand. Look, what we're talking about sounds crazy. It sounds ignorant. It sounds like we just rolled a fatty right before we started. Or it sounds like, you know, we're on the magic shrooms or whatever. No, look, folks. This is stuff that needs to be talked about, but I've had two separate guests come on or come to me and say, you know what, something is going on here. I'm being harassed. And I'm not going to get into the various areas of harassment, but I'll tell you this. There are people out there who are suffering from
gang stalking.
Gang stalking, yes. Taking reputations and shredding their reputations. How about this? How about the IRS audits? We know that happens to the political enemies, all right? But IRS audits that are that start out criminal as criminal inquiries, okay?
Like they did with the Tea Party.
Very well, yes, but even worse, or reputations that people will, you know, it's very difficult, folks, for someone. If I were to say on the radio right now, John Smith or I'm not even sure I can use this, fictitious John Doe, is a child molester and a wife beater. Okay. If I were to say that and insert the name of a prominent individual there, or an individual that of course is that maybe was a guest on our program. Do you understand, folks, that stigma that's carried in the fact that people will take that and run with that without even having a one scintilla of evidence or proof? And there's just no way to shred that or shed that. This is happening today. And one last thing, and then I'm going to turn it over to you, Joe. You know, we've had about three different individuals on our program that have died under mysterious circumstances. Okay. And I'm not going to get into it. I'm sure most people know who they are. Actually, one I.
The Gray totally, State. Director of the Gray State. He's
that's
one.
Right. Yep. And another one who I totally didn't agree with. Nonetheless, you know, he was on and he's dead now. All three from suicides, supposedly.
No. Supposedly,
right?
But David from Gray State.
You're going to see more and more of this. Okay, you're going to see more and more of this. Trust me when I tell you, we are under attack, and I don't see us lasting much through the fall in terms of, when I say that, I'm not saying the world is going to end. No. I'm saying I don't see us having a normal life like we have now, where you can wake up, you can go to Starbucks, you can go to the grocery store, you can get your, or whatever you
I'm
do
sorry
in
to
the
chuckle.
Morning.
I just, life is so far from normal on a day-to-day basis. But yes, the normalcy that it is now will be much different tomorrow, as it is every day. It gets worse every day. And you're right.
Let's stop. Let me just... I just happened to see this. Somebody has sent me a message, an email. Apparently, people are asking questions in the chat room. Look, folks, I cannot get into details about Tim Alberino. Tim Alberino, his wife, his family, they are fine right now, okay?
Thank
they
God.
Wouldn't be, okay? So no one died. Tim Alberino's family didn't die. Just to be clear, just listen to me and stop typing and listen, okay? That's why I don't like chat rooms. They didn't die. Tim Alberino and his family suffered an attack. And this was not an ordinary attack. This was not a spiritual attack. This was not a made-up attack. This is a legitimate attack where they could have died.
And praise God they did.
And people are saying, well, tell us what it was. No, I can't, because it's an ongoing investigation, okay? I just can't do it.
And that's irrelevant right now. I mean, we just need to thank the Lord for his protection over Tim and their continued work with Steve. And, you know, if Tim wants to disclose and talk about what happened, he will. And if he doesn't, he won't.
Well,
but knowing him, he'll carry on.
Yeah, he will. But I can't get... people want details. I'm sorry, I can't give you the freaking details, okay? I'm sorry, I can't do it. Even Steve Quayle in his alert section said, I can't get into details. Why? Because it's an ongoing criminal investigation into an attempted murder.
Yeah, what do you think? This is the White House?
All right. Gone.
Sorry for that joke. Now, we got Mike from Hear the Watchman on, and he's going to talk for a few minutes about some updates on the conference. For those who can't attend, there is a option to stay home and watch the conference and be a part of the conference. But I'm going to stop talking and bring Mike on and let him lay it out for you. Mike, it's great to have you on. How are you doing today?
It's great to be here, you guys, and God bless both of you for everything that you're doing. And, you know, I've been listening to what's going on, and you know, we know, those of us involved with Hear the Watchman, we know about attacks, and, you know, Doug, you're right, it doesn't matter what attack was made against Tim and his family, it matters not. I mean, what we have to do is we have to pray, you know, we have to ask the Lord to protect Tim. We have to ask the Lord to protect all of us that, you know, have decided to, you know, give our lives to work for Jesus, because we're all going to be under attack, and it's going to continue. There's no stopping it. You know, Satan hates it when Jesus turns the lights on. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. He hates it. You know, when my wife Jeannie and I one day were called upon by the Lord to work for Jesus, and he said, "Gather my people," and it was as clear as a bell. I'm not kidding you. I mean, it was clear as a bell when he said that to us. And we both kind of looked at each other and said, "Really? Is this, are we really ready to do this?" But you know what? Both of us, and I know for certain Joe, and I know Doug, I know we've all found out what happens when you're not obedient to the Lord. And that is why when the Lord calls us to do something, we need to do it. You know, you guys, I gotta thank you guys, you know, from the bottom of my heart, for everything that you do for all of us that work for Jesus. I mean, you guys have given a voice to so many of us who would not be able to reach out, who would not be able to be heard, who would not be able to deliver the words that God has given us to deliver to people without you guys. And you do it asking for absolutely nothing in return. And God bless both of you for doing that and staying strong. I really personally appreciate it. And I got to tell you, you know, Jeannie and I would be honored to just bust your table, let alone sit at the same table as you guys. I mean, God bless you, and thank you so much for everything you're doing. I know, you know, I can hear it in your voice tonight, Doug. You're deeply concerned and touched, and God bless you. You know, I mean, God bless you.
Thank you, brother. You know, I just get to the point where I don't know. Go ahead, Mike. Just.
No, I do know. I mean, because, you know, let's touch just, you know, a little bit, like Paul McGuire. Let's look at Paul McGuire. This man is amazing. What you guys heard last night on the Hagman Show, what you heard was Paul McGuire just serving you up a little mini hors d'oeuvre, like a little teeny shrimp cocktail of what you'll get from Paul McGuire at Hear the Watchman. You know, that man is amazing. I got to tell you guys, you know, and all your listeners, and God bless all your listeners. You know, I speak to your listeners almost every day, either by email or, you know, I was on the phone with a wonderful woman, you know, Michelle, down in Texas today, who spent an hour, you know, she's been saving for months to go to Hear the Watchman. She spent an hour on the website today trying to get a ticket and she kept having problems, and God bless her, you know, I spoke to her and she's so excited about coming and meeting you guys, but you know, Paul McGuire has a crucial role in Hear the Watchman, and he'll only be there for a short period of time because he is literally flying in, doing his speech, which is he's opening the conference up at 1 p.m. and you know, everybody needs to get there at noon, because I'm telling you, there won't be a seat in the room. And, you know, I went to a prayer meeting with Paul McGuire in Hollywood, in North Hollywood, at a place called the Garland Hotel, that Paul puts on. And let me tell you, Paul pays for it out of his own pocket. He pays for it, puts it on. And Jeannie and I know it's not cheap to do that stuff, but Paul does that. You know, that's the kind of guy he is. And that's what his ministry is all about. God bless him. And, you know, he did his prayer session, and at the end of the prayer session, he talked about praying, and he came out in the audience, and he was going to lay hands on people and pray for them. And, you know, you guys met me once, and we've talked a lot. I'm not a very touchy-feely kind of guy. You know, my wife will tell you, you know, you got to be kind of careful with Mike. He's kind of like a bear. You best to go after him when he's, you know, ready to go hibernate, not after he wakes up, you know. And you know, Paul McGuire came over, and he laid hands on me, and he put his hand on my head, and he prayed, and he said, "Brother, the Lord is going to work through you, and he's going to use your creativity, And what he's given you, the tools he's given you to do something amazing this year for him. And here the Wasserman was really not much on the radar before then. You know, and this is a man that you're going to hear. If he could do that to me, he can do that to anybody that's at Hear the Watchman. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, we are so excited about this conference. We are over the top excited. And, you know, we're over all the attacks and all the stuff, the one speaker fighting against another speaker and all that. You know, all that was, all that was going on during that time, and these are not my words. These are Pastor Langford's words, because I would go to Pastor Langford. Pastor Langford and I communicate with each other almost every single day. And when all that was going on, Jeannie and I were just distraught. We were praying. We didn't know what to do. And, you know, we went to Pastor Langford. And Pastor Langford would say to me, and I, you guys can probably hear this. I think you can imagine this, Doug. You know, he would say, Mike, you have not a thing to worry about. God is there. He's got your back. All that's going on is God is calling the field. And he'd say, just march forward. And then he'd read scripture to me, or he doesn't even read it, actually. It just comes right out of him. And you know, he's right. The speakers that are coming to Dallas in just 20 days, that's as close as it is, in 20 days.
I just saw that 20 days, and the pucker factor, excuse my language.
Yeah, isn't that
true? He almost passed out.
Really, 20 days.
20 days?
Yeah.
And we've been working on this for how long? Like almost nearly a year, you know? And you know, it's you know, we're almost there. You know, it's the marathon. And you know what we all need to realize, when you guys are, you know, we're talking before the show, and I'm probably taking more time than I should, and forgive me for that, but you got me fired up, Doug, by what you said. And, you know, the everything that's going on, the attacks on the body of Christ, they're going to get more intense. It's not going to even out. The sun's not going to come out. We're not going to be able to go have a picnic, and everything's going to be great. You need to get to Hear the Watchman, one way or another, because when you're there, the speakers, the anointed speakers that are there, the men of God that are there, they're going to give you the training, and they're going to help you put on that spiritual armor so that you can survive, so that you can go out. And, you know, Steve Quayle, God loves Steve. Steve Quayle and I, you know, we've communicated. We communicate from time to time, and he will tell you, and I'm being honest, we don't always see eye to eye with each other. But I admire that man, and I love that man. I sat with that man in Montana at Whitestone for 3 days and listened to everything that he said while he was sitting at his table during the Whitestone reunion, talking right to people about his books and all that. I mean, God was there. God put me in Steve Quayle's life and Steve Quayle in my life. And I can't tell you, that's the kind of stuff that happens at these conferences. You know, it's just amazing what goes on. And I want to tell all your listeners tonight, you know, if, you know, Jeannie and I were praying last night, and we pray all the time, and before, you know, I came on with you guys, we've been praying, and you know, if you're listening, if there's any listener out there where the price of the ticket is keeping you from getting to Hear the Watchman, if you're local in the Dallas area and you just like, I can't afford $99 to get there, you need to go to our website, and you need to go to it right now, and you need to click on the button at the top that says Contact Us, and you need to get a hold of me, because we will do everything we can to get you to the conference. If we need to give you a ticket, we'll get you there. You know, and that's the thing, because the speed, let's just look for a second, you guys, at who the speakers are. You know, I mean, first, let's just look at the media. Let's look at the media panel, which will be on Sunday. I mean, it's both of you, Doug and Joe Hagman. You know, it's John B. Wells. It's, you know, John B. Wells, I mean, now, that man is one of the most intelligent, articulate men I have ever met, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Personally, I don't know about you, Doug, but I would not want to go one-on-one with him in a debate. I mean, that man.
I did, actually. Right, yeah, Mike, I got to tell you this real quick. The last time I was on his show, I had a conversation with him right beforehand. I said, John, I'm not sure about your position on this. In fact, I don't even remember what the thing was, but man alive, I got schooled. Schooled, and then we came back, and I said, you know, looking at it the way you did, now I understand how you're coming at this, you know. And he said, yeah, and I got to thinking about this, and I thought, man, you know, the guy's good. He had facts right at the ready, so he is. And we talked about the his presentation on the media panel. So what you're saying too, J.B. Wells is going to be really, really right on the money. I can't wait.
Yeah, and he's like you guys. He doesn't have to Google anything.
No,
I mean,
not at all.
It's in his mind. He's got it. It's stored like you, Doug. You did, Joe. You do the same thing. I mean, Pastor Langford. When it comes to scripture, I mean, Pastor Langford. You know who's going to be there. He's doing the baptisms. He's doing the service on Sunday. Pastor Langford has changed my life. You know, I was saved, and I'm going to tell all your listeners right now. I mean, I'm just going to say it. I was saved by Jesus on the floor of a jail cell with tears running down my cheeks. And I wasn't asking, God, get me out. I was saying, God, forgive me for every single thing I've ever done. Let me tell you what those things are. I was repenting. I was asking for the Lord to come into my life. And the Lord didn't let me out of jail. I'll tell you that right now. He made me stay there a while and serve him there. You know, and Pastor Langford, he has changed my life. He has made me look at that experience as not a negative experience, as that was a gift from God. And this is a man who will be leading us on Sunday. He will be baptizing people. You know, that's another thing about Hear the Watchman. Come to Hear the Watchman. Get, you know, renew your faith. Renew your faith. Come and let Pastor Langford and some of the other guys, let them baptize you. You know,
I don't mean to interrupt. Well, I am interrupting your flow. In addition to the baptism, okay, let me make a recommendation. We have a baptism, of course, but I also believe that in today's environment, we need an exorcism room in addition to the baptism room.
You know, I'm serious. It's so poignant that you mention that, because we're going to do that, and we're going to do that, and we have the perfect man there to do that, Russ Dizdar.
Look, Mike, I was saying it happened just, but because I'm seeing things not only, certainly outside of the body of Christ, outside of the remnant, but I'm seeing things that I've never, look, I'm almost 60 years old. I feel like mentally, I feel like I'm in my 30s, physically well over 100. But all of that said, you know, and you've seen things, Mike, I know you have, where it's things are not right. And I, again, saying it happened just exorcism. But, you know, there are a lot of people out there who are really suffering from curses. And there are curses out there that whether you believe it or not, it doesn't matter. I don't care. You're listening to this and you say, oh, that's BS. Well, you know what? Fine. I don't care. But,
well, I'll tell you guys this, that me and my wife both decided to be baptized at the conference as a rededication.
What an honor.
It is something that I feel is needed. Yeah. We cannot continue to sit back and be attacked by the enemy.
That's right.
You know, we need the fasting, the praying, the extra mile, and being there with the opportunity to be baptized by Pastor Langford. Can't be passed up, at least
not in my eyes. No.
And you know, I will tell you guys, you know, we can all talk, and we can all research, and we can all do the things we can do. As Pastor Langford so well puts it, you know, the body of Christ is made up of many parts, and you guys play a part in it, and Jeannie and I, as gatherers, play a part in it, and Steve Quayle plays a part in it, and Pastor Langford, and we all of us that serve Jesus play a part in that, and that's what makes up the body of Christ. But I'm telling you, we can all sit around and think and do that, but I am proof positive that the only thing that can save you is Jesus. That's
it. Amen to that.
There's nothing else that'll do it. And we're so fortunate. I mean, look at, you know, I'll tell you a funny story, really. I mean, if you think about it, You know, I mean, we both know. I mean, you've had the attacks regarding Hear the Watchman, and we all know all the attacks that Jeannie and I had and all the crap. And you know, if the, I had to laugh one night. I said, you know, if the best thing that Satan can throw at me is something that I did 10 and 12 years ago, before I was saved and before I was covered by the blood, if that's the best Satan can do, what a wimp he is. You know, and you know, I mean, look at what we have here. Look at Sheila. Look at Sheila Zelinsky. You know, now that's a woman, that's a warrior woman right there. You know, she has battled. She is always right there for Jesus. You know, and I mean this with every, I mean this as a compliment. That woman is Steve Quayle in a skirt. There's no doubt about it. I mean, she is so articulate and so brilliant, and we're so blessed to have her at Hear the Watchman. And then we have, you know, you look at, you know, I mean, Reverend Flip Benham, okay? This is a guy who kind of, you know, he's got these two sons who fought for Jesus, and they were going to do a TV show, and it was going to be a big deal, and but they wouldn't acquiesce to the, you know, lesbian, gay, transgender, or whatever they call themselves, community. And the network came to them and said, unless you guys mellow out about that, we're not going to do your show. And they said, all right, fine, don't do the show. You know, and Flip, who has been a street fighter for Jesus, you know, you've got an opportunity to come hear him. He's an amazing man. You know, Pastor Billy Crone. I mean, there's another guy. He's a young, up-and-coming, you know, man of God, you know, who will be there, who you can hear his voice. He has one, I mean, he changed my life one night when I listened to his interview on John B's show, and he talked about his drone technology thing. And for the first time, Doug and Joe, for the first time in my life, I heard someone talk about what was going on and all this stuff that they call us conspiracy theorists over. I heard him talk about that and explain it and bring it back to the book of Revelations. You know, the man's incredible. And he's the young guy. He's the guy that's going to come up and show us the way. You know, in L.A. Marzulli, Jeannie and I are so blessed. We live out here, for now at least, until we go away to Idaho here. But we live out here in California near L.A., And we've had the pleasure of having brunch with he and his wife twice, and that man loves Jesus, and he has wonderful insights on things. Josh Tolley is off the hook, amazing. He's another young guy. He and his assistant Brittany. I mean, these guys are just, they're fighters for Jesus. And you know, I mean, Michael Boldea. What do you say?
Yeah.
What do you say about Michael Boldea? I mean,
well, he's a heck of a guy.
I mean, just from that show, the interview we did on this show with him, he has definitely has been inspired by the Holy Spirit to fulfill or walk in his grandfather's footsteps, Dimitri Dudeman. And Dimitri Dudeman was a very important pastor who his word and ministry spread far and wide, and his grandson, it looks like, could go further than what Dimitri did.
Oh, well, you know, let's just call it like it is, okay? Dimitri Dudeman found the Lord, as I understand it, came to him and told him to help some refugees on a boat that were trying to smuggle Bibles, and then was subjected to, like, the electric chair, and didn't die. And then left all that, picked his little grandson up, and came to the United States because Jesus told him to do that. Now, I got to ask your audience, and I even asked myself, if Jesus told me to go to China right now and to open up a furniture store and to preach for him, would I just, like, say, like, okay? But Dimitri Dudeman did that. And he took Michael Boldea with him. And Michael Boldea translated for him. And Dimitri trained Michael through the years and groomed him. And Michael's young, but I'm telling you, Michael is the man who, in a blog that he did, changed my entire attitude about everything to do with Hear the Watchman. Because what he said in that blog was the same thing that people were coming to me and saying. They were saying, you need to take sides with this speaker, or you need to take sides with this speaker. And if you don't take sides with one of these two speakers, then we're not coming. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm just the guy that's trying to bring you guys all together. But Michael put it best. He says, I don't take anybody's side but Jesus' side. That's whose side I take. And when I read what he said that night, I'm telling you right now, it changed my life. Because you know what? I don't care. You can attack us, and you can attack Hear the Watchman from behind a computer in China or some other Asian country. You can drudge up my past. You can do everything that you want to do. It's not at all about any of us. Hear the Watchman is about Jesus and the love of Jesus. And that's what Michael Dudeman, that's what Michael Boldea did for me. I mean, he put me back on a path of clarity, and I think he, you know, when you guys had him on your show, I'm sure he did the same thing to you, right?
Yes.
Well, absolutely. He definitely gave us, you know, a whole different angle of and way to look at things, and hope that, you know, seems to come and go. He restored that hope. Mike, don't mean to cut you short here. We're about 14 minutes from the top of the hour. If we can we get into the updates of what's going on at the conference before we run out of time?
I'm so sorry.
I got y'all fired up, man, right?
Yeah, that's your fault. That's all totally your fault. You know, the gathering is happening, guys. I mean, you know, to everybody that's still on the fence post, let me tell you, get a ticket now if you want to come in person, because our $99 early bird special ends on Monday. The price of the tickets on Monday goes up to $149. Anybody wants to know why that is? It's because we have to hire staff after Monday to help us. You know, we just don't have the time anymore to handle every individual thing. But most importantly, you know, look, if you can't be there in person, we still want you to experience Hear the Watchman. And with the help of a lot of people, but especially John B. Wells and his crew, I got to tell you, these guys stepped up to the plate, and they've really helped us out. We're able to provide live streaming and extended view. And what that means is for $29, that's it, $29 for right now. We're going to hold that price as long as we can, I think probably for about until about maybe the March 10th, and then it's going to go up to $49. But for $29, you can have live streaming right into your home of Hear the Watchman. But not only do you get the live streaming, for 7 days after that, so you get a whole nother full weekend, you'll get the on-demand view of that. So you can take your time. You can hear everything. It is the next best thing to being there. It really, truly is the next best thing. And you know, I know, you know, I'm so sorry, Doug and Joe, that I took extra time tonight.
No worries. No worries. Are you going to have DVDs made up? Because that was one of the other questions.
You know, there's two things that we're looking at right now. You know, we are looking at DVDs. I mean, we're going to do DVDs. There's no doubt about that. But there's also another piece of technology out now, good technology, not like, you know, Pastor Langford and I have talked about the web and the net and how Satan uses that web and that net to catch us. But, you know, this is good technology where we can put the entire conference on a stick, and we can send you that stick. And you can plug that stick into your computer, and you can watch everything at your desire. And we're working on those things right now. You know, guys. I
had something entirely different in mind when you said put it on a stick, but it,
but I got to tell you guys, you know, the conference itself. I mean, Jeannie and I are so blessed. We're still in the red, and I know that's hard for people to understand because they say, "Wow, all these people are coming on." You know what? You know, to do the Lord's work, it kind of takes some money, and you know, we've given a lot of stuff away. I mean, we've given you know, like 120 room nights away to people. You know, we've you know, it's $99 a night, airfare for people, veterans, for speakers, for everybody to come in, all that stuff. So we're almost there. But we need those people out there to support the entire conference by going on and signing up for the live stream. $29, I think, you know, I know once that I paid like $130 to watch some stupid fight that lasted like, you know, 83 seconds or something like that. I mean, you know, it was nothing. And I'll tell you, If you want, and Doug and Joe, you can attest to this, the Whitestone Remnant Conference was a life-changing experience. And I'm telling you, if you participate in Hear the Watchman, it will change your life. And please, if you are in the local area, the Dallas Grapevine, or within driving distance of that area, or if you have a camper, if you need help and that $99 price for a ticket is holding you back, contact us through our website and we'll do everything we can to help you out. And Doug and Joe, God bless both of you, and we're going to pray for Tim tonight and all of us that are in this fight. But, you know, we all need to remember that when you work for Jesus, you have the absolute best health and protection plan available, and you don't need to worry about anything, because it says right in the Bible, in the 23rd Psalm, I shall fear no evil, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And that particular passage is so abundantly important to me because my father cut that passage out and kept it in his wallet when he fought through the Pacific in World War II and landed in Japan to occupy. And when he died, he carried that passage in his wallet his entire life. And when I went to take that passage out of his wallet and put it in mine, it disintegrated into ashes in my hand. And I'm telling you, if you will pay attention to what the Lord tells us in the Bible, you will fear no evil. And God bless you guys. Thank you so much. I'm sorry I took too much time tonight.
No. You didn't take it.
It was perfect, Mike. We appreciate you coming on. And we thank you for your work with the conference and all the organizations and everything that you've gone through to put this together. And, you know, we pray that if it is half as effective as Whitestone, it will change the lives of everybody who goes.
I think it will. And thank my wife. I'll tell you what, she's the real hero here. And we will see you guys in... what is it? 20 days, 20 hours, 54 minutes, and 1 second.
Oh, again, you know, I'm looking at the countdown. Oh, man. Because there's so much to, again, there's so much to do.
Before then, right?
yeah, actually, and people have no idea. Anyway, well, Mike, thank you, and thank Jeannie, and we are looking forward to the conference. And I will just say this, when I got out, every conference I've been to, and folks, I'm saying this to you, every conference I've been to, I've got a lot out of the speakers, I really have, but folks, you've heard the speakers here. You know who I've learned the most from and who I've gotten the most from is the people who attend. When I'm able to because our reach is pretty broad here. I don't care how this sounds, actually. I go to the conferences not necessarily for, now this is me talking for the speakers, although that's like a icing on the cake. The cake to me are the people I meet, and I look in their eyes, and I see God moving through their lives, and I'm so touched by the people who attend.
Yeah, it's so humbling.
I don't know how else to describe it, but I've been changed by the so many people. Yes. Have come up to me and Joe at the conferences and said, you know, we listen to you, and 10, 15 seconds of conversation, a minute, 2 minutes, it's like, I get it now. I get it.
Amen.
So, thank you.
And you know what, the bottom line is, like you've said so eloquently, Doug, is it's time to saddle for battle. Get up
Amen.
Off the couch for Jesus.
Yep.
You know, that's where we're
that's
at.
Right,
come
right.
to Dallas, get up off the couch. You know, if you can't, go to that live stream. Do what you got to do. But be there, be a part of the Lord, be a part of what's going on in the world, and get saved.
Amen, brother. God bless you.
Amen.
Thanks for your time tonight, man.
Oh, hey, God bless. Thank both of you guys, and God bless. You know,
right.
Joe, God bless you, too. Good night.
Give your wife a hug, Jeannie.
I will.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great night.
You know, now, folks, that was Mike from the conference organizer with him, with Jeannie, his wife, of Hear the Watchman, coming up in 20 days. Seriously, I looked at that that countdown clock. I know we've got a lot of things to do. Actually, I've got two or three meetings in and around Dallas before that, unrelated to the conference, but related to the program. Oh my goodness!
I could feel it when you saw that, and it
thinking, oh.
resonated, and when it clicked in your mind the time frame.
You know,
I could feel the not anxiety, but the
no,
the shock.
Yeah, you know, my wife came to the office today, my office, and she, I forgot some stuff for a lady, the studio dog who was with me, and she brought some stuff, and she said, "Well, you know, here's." The schedule for Monday. I'm thinking, okay, Monday, you know, I mean, everyone's going to be there, what, Thursday, right? Thursday?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm thinking Monday, well, and then I looked at the date and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this is, I'm not sure we can get everything done, but I'm so anxious to meet everyone there and who's going to be there. And of course, I'm so proud to bring, to have with us, and hopefully I'm not going to be too, hopefully they're not going to be embarrassed, but, My youngest daughter, Jackie, is going to be with us, as well as Eric, the tech. Rhonda is going to be there. And I believe JD from Neptune Diaries is going to be there. Rhonda as well, you know, as I mentioned. So our family is, all of our family is going to be there.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet them in person, as well as everybody else who attends. It's so humbling when we go to these events just to be able to take time and speak to the people who are out there, who are listeners, who are spiritually, morally invested in this world as much as we are, and want nothing more than to see the Lord's plans and His church to continue to grow and grow together.
Amen. And I want to say thank you to Bob and Maggie. I got an email from Bob and Maggie, and Bob and Maggie are just tremendous people. And the content of the email is not important, but you know, it's people like Bob and Maggie and others who are in the trenches with us daily. Well, one of the emails, there are two emails. One of the emails, Chris Ann Hall is going to be on our program. I believe it's going to be on the 7th of March. At least for a half hour, is able to get her on for a half hour. And folks, if you don't know who Chris Ann Hall is, she's a constitutional attorney that travels all around. And she was just named by the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, as a as an enemy of the state, basically. Not the correct term. She's on the hate list, of course.
We should give her an award.
Well, we're going to be talking to her about that. We were named, I believe it was on Right Wing Watch or something like that.
It was Southern Poverty Law Center Hate Watch.
Okay, and then suddenly our names disappeared, so I don't know how that happened. But
no, it's still up there.
Are they?
It's one mention's been taken away. The only mention that's up there now is something that a guest said on our show, Jim Garrow, in reference to Obama, Bathhouse, Barry.
Oh, well, we had, you know,
citing our show as the platform.
Look, we had Larry Sinclair on our program. Larry Sinclair, if you don't know who he is, he's a homosexual who's signed affidavits and said, look, I had sex with Barack Hussein Obama, in the back of a limousine when he was a state senator in Chicago. He did drugs with him and so on.
He's one of four people, the only one left alive, who was part of the the church and the of Jeremiah Wright.
When we come back, COINTELPRO, techniques for dilution, misdirection, control, and the larger sense of the threat. Go ahead.
Media exploitation, the New World Order.
Hang in
there. Where we're going to go from here.
It's going to get much deeper, much greater, much quicker. Be right back.